Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, this is JJ and Joanne, and we have a great story to share with you today. A former Wyandotte school teacher, John Garvey, doing good, giving back to the community, as well as his former students. Hello, John. How are you this morning?
Good, JJ. How are you?
Good.
I read this story, John, and I was so taken by it. So you wanted to give back to graduates this year, but also give back to your city of Wyandotte. Tell us what you did.
What I wanted to do, I've always wanted to do something good for the students of Wyandotte. I taught here, I coached here, the school district, the city. They gave me the life that I have today, and I'm just so grateful that I wanted to do something nice. So I was, long story boring, I was watching a news program or whatever, and some guy in Iowa gave gift cards to the people of his city. And I thought that might be a nice thing to do here. And so I contacted our superintendent of schools. She contacted a man named Peter Rose, who's the head of Love Wyandotte Community Business Association person. He owns Chelsea and Willow Tree here in Wyandotte. And we came up with the idea of gift cash type of cards that could be used in the stores in Wyandotte. I thought it'd be nice for the students to show appreciation to them for all their hard work, and especially this year, the COVID-19, and to give back to the community also, you know. It's a great city. That's all I can say.
It really is a great city. John, I'm a Downriver resident myself. I grew up in Lincoln Park. I live in Trenton. I have spent many, many of days and many of nights in Wyandotte. JJ and Joanne, I don't know if you guys have spent much time in the city, but it is absolutely beautiful, right on the water.
It's gorgeous.
Great bars, so many great restaurants. It's absolutely amazing.
Wyandotte's a great place.
Yeah. John, let me ask you this. How much money did you spend of your own money, retirement savings, I'm sure, to do this for those kids?
Right around $30,000.
Wow.
Whoa. Whoa.
There were 298 graduates this year, and we gave each of them $100.
Wow.
My cousin McKenna was one of those graduates. McKenna Wajaka, she graduated this year, and she got her $100 gift card. I know she was beyond excited about it. So very cool thing that you did.
Yeah, awesome. Such a great thing, John. Well, it's amazing that you gave back like that to almost 300 kids, as we said. It is such a win-win. And I want to say to you that just as a small token of our appreciation, we wanted this month to award you our Viviano Good Samaritan of the Month Award. So we're giving you a $100 gift card to be used at Viviano Flower Shops, just as a way of saying thank you.
Oh, that means the world to me. Thank you very much. The things that have happened in my life since this happened are just the nicest things that could ever happen to anybody, and I'm just so grateful. Thank you very much.